Hello, welcome to the good stuff. We've got a good dose for you today, so that's going to help your day go a lot better. And Mike's here too. Mike, what have you got today?
I'm going to have a little poem called It's All in Your Mind.
Ooh, that can be a little play on words.
Yeah. Middle of November already.
I know. I've got something about Thanksgiving coming up.
Okay. Tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Okay. Well, what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers so many things every Saturday? They have ranching, breeding information, markets, agriculture. No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit us online at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
You know, I'm not sure who the author of this is, but you're going to recognize it because it's been around for a long, long time. It's called It's All in Your Mind. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it's almost a cinch, you won't. If you think you'll lose, you've lost. For out in the world, you'll find success begins with a fellow's will. It's all in a state of mind. Full many a race is lost, ere ever a step is run, and many a coward fails, ere ever his work begun. Think big, and your deeds will grow. Think small, and you'll fall behind. Think that you can, and you will, and it's all in a state of mind. If you think you're outclassed, you are. You've got to think high to rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you can ever win the prize. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man. But sooner or later, the man who wins is the fellow who thinks he can. I just thought that was kind of good to share with you here. It's all in your mind.
Very good. Very good. And it is so true. It is in your mind. Okay, Mike, this is a kind of a quiz for you, or some trivia I'm going to throw out here.
Do I have to answer?
No, you don't have to. Okay. You can just ponder if you'd like in private. Tony Bullitt sent this to us a couple of years ago, and it's turkey trivia. And I thought that fits very well. That fits very well because we've got Thanksgiving coming up and hunting season. So I thought this might fit well. This is called Turkey Trivia. And let's see how this rolls out. A male turkey is called a tom. A female is a hen. And a youngster is a poult.
Right. Got that.
Okay. All right. What's a group of turkeys called?
It's not a flock.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Is it a hutch?
No. Nope. Hold off till the end. You got to stay tuned. The loose skin below a turkey's chin is called a wattle. The warts on the wattle are called caruncles. Because the wild turkey is quick to defend itself and fight against all predators, Ben Franklin wanted it, rather than the bald eagle, to be the symbol of the United States. Did you remember that?
I did know that one, yeah.
Yep, yep. The domestic tom can weigh up to 50 pounds. The domestic hen up to 16 pounds. The wild tom can weigh up to 20 pounds, and a wild hen can weigh up to just 12 pounds.
I've seen the wild ones bigger than that.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, we must just grow them good in our parts. Okay, the average person in the United States is going to eat 15 pounds of turkey this year.
15 pounds?
15 pounds.
But over all the holidays, not just
right.
at Thanksgiving.
Right, no. Not just at one meal. Exactly. The domestic turkey cannot fly. The wild turkey can for just short distances, but it prefers to walk or run.
Usually on the ground, yep.
And turkeys perched on trees and refusing to descend indicate snow. That's an old weather proverb.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huh. So every morning go out and see if you can get the turkeys to get down out of the trees. Okay. So what is a group of turkeys called?
I give up.
A rafter.
A rafter. Oh, okay. Yeah. All
right. Did you know that?
I guess I do now that you told me.
So I don't know if that reminded you what it was or you did not know.
Yeah, I remember hearing that at some point.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, along with that, maybe we should go over a few more ways that you can say no. If you're finding yourself overextended these days, you can say, I'd love to, but I'm staying home to work on my cottage cheese sculpture. I'd love to do that, but it wouldn't be fair to the other beautiful people.
Okay.
All right. I'd love to, but I did my own thing and now I've got to undo it.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's very cute. These are all ways to say no if you're finding yourself overextended.
And if you have something to share on the good stuff, it's pretty simple. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. One day it could be right here on the good stuff.